Bună ziua și bine v-am găsit la un nou podcast Marca Radio Teen. Suntem astăzi aici cu niște voluntari de-ar noștri internaționali, așa că continuarea podcastului o să fie în engleză. Ei sunt din proiectul nostru Solidaritate în Comunitate și abia așteptăm să vi prezentăm. Ok, so you guys can maybe present yourselves wherever, whoever wants to start.
So, my name is Remy, I'm French and I'm 29 years old.
Hi, I'm Inga, I'm 18 and I'm from Germany.
My name is Annika, I am 19 years old and I'm also from Germany.
I'm Elian, I'm French and I'm 26 years old.
Nice. Okay guys, so I am going to first ask you, how did you end up participating in a solidarity project in Romania? How did you end up doing this project? Whoever wants to answer first.
So this is a ESC project with Europe. The first time I hear about that is a friend that went to Serbia, and she said that she was living there for a while and that I could come. So I went with Remy. That was very nice. And after I looked to other volunteers, and this one looks very nice to me because I like to be with like in rural area. I like to work with kids and youth and so on. Which is why I come here. And I was curious also about Romania that I never visited in my life.
Nice.
Yeah, I also heard about it from other friends who did ESC projects before. And I graduated last year, so I'm taking a gap year right now. And I wanted to see something of the world. And I've never been to Romania or any other Balkan countries. So I thought it would be really interesting to experience that, especially the rural areas, because you don't usually go there when you visit countries, like you mostly go to the cities or I don't know, like maybe some beaches or the mountains, but you don't really experience life and how people in rural areas are experiencing life. So I think it's really interesting to get to know children or young people living in rural areas and help them as well.
Okay, so by me it's the same. I heard about ESC from a friend. And it's actually my second project. In January, I was in Morocco for a month. And yeah, I loved it. And then I searched for more and applied for this project. And yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and for me, it's also like I heard about it from Elian, who he did a long-term volunteering for 6 months. So I visited him a few times. It was in Italy, in a co-village. And after this team, this community was making another short-term mission for 3 weeks. So he told me about this, I joined it and I really loved it. So then I did other volunteering in different countries of Europe. And here I was interested about the program who is with kids, animation activities to meet the people. And being like, I feel it would be we would feel quite integrated into the like local life, local culture, to be in the countryside and like helping the people with their home and doing activities with the kids.
As I heard from you guys, you are all like interested, which is really cool because we get a lot of people like that, but they're not like really that passionate about it. You're all interested in like working with young people and stuff. I heard that from you guys, which is really cool. Which is really cool because you get very few people that are really passionate about working with young people. Because I heard that you all mentioned that in what you said. So I have a question about Romania in general. I know you haven't been here for that long, but before coming here, what expectations did you have about either the project or the country in general?
I think I didn't have that many expectations in general because I applied for this like 2.5 weeks ago, so it was super spontaneous. And I just knew like the stereotypes about Romania, that there's a lot of bears and Transylvania and stuff like that, but I didn't actually know like what the nature would be like and how the people were. So I just knew, okay, it's kind of close to the mountains where we will be, and yeah, and I didn't have that many expectations either than that. And we are close to the mountains, like you can see them when you're just walking down the street, which is really, really cool. And I didn't like know how the rural life here would be. Like, for me, for example, it was really a surprise that there were like, carriages with horses. Like, I didn't know that that was still a thing here. And I didn't expect that, but also, then again, I didn't have that many expectations in the first place.
Anybody else?
Yeah, for me, I only knew that you have mountains in Romania, and I love hiking, so
nice.
But actually, I didn't know that you have a lot of bears. Yeah, but I think it's also nice. I expected that you have a lot of dogs, but I like this too, and yeah.
Me? What to expect? So I think the closest country to Romania I went before was like like Yugoslavian country, Serbia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Croatia. So I expect it to be more or less similar, I mean, from a point of view of a French person.
Okay.
And yeah, for the moment, it's more or less like that. I mean, the language is very different, but for what I see, the landscape and how people are living, it's pretty similar for what I saw from now in 3 days.
Yeah, we took a lot of inspiration from them. Okay.
Yeah, for me, I last summer I visited, I passed 1 week in Transylvania. I did a road trip.
Nice.
So, and also I visited many places in Hungary. So for me, I like I'm still I was not in, living in a village like this, mostly going to touristic places. But what I saw, it's not so different what I expected. So.
Okay, that's good. So you got the talk about the bears. I see. I can tell you got the talk from our coordinators about the bears, which is a serious situation because we have like from Europe we have like the most population of bears from any country. So that's good that they talk to you about that, because
yeah, to not to go into the mountains alone.
Maybe
just
yeah.
In
that would be good for you, I think.
Yeah.
I think that would be good for you.
Yeah, yesterday I was planning to go for a run in the evening before the night will come, and Alejandro, a volunteer who is here for a long time, he told me don't. We'll go to the forest, it's almost the night, so like from someone like me who is like in France, you can go anywhere. I mean, there is some wolves, but they almost never attack women, people, so.
Only humans.
So it's like what? It's not something that we have in France, that you are afraid to go to the forest because there is dangerous animals. So.
Yeah. Alex knows. Listen to Alex about this stuff. Alex knows. He's been through it. You were talking about what you were talking about. What surprised you the most? And I wanted to ask all of you this question. What surprised you the most when you arrived in the village? Because you're staying in a village, in a house together.
Yeah, I think for me it was just because I also live in a city in Germany. So just in general, like the rural life is not that common to me. And like how rural and kind of not stuck in time, but how some things work differently than they do in cities. Like, for example, the barriers from the trains are still done manually, and then like the horses with the carriages and stuff like that. That's just like really different to what I know and like what I've seen before. So kind of like that. And also how many dogs there are. To be fair, like just all the stray dogs and
yeah, we have a lot of them.
Yeah, that surprised me a lot.
Okay, anybody else?
Actually, it was not surprising for me because I'm used to it to live in a village. My village has only 5 houses, so I like it really much here.
That's insane. We have like a similar... We have similar types of villages in Romania that are very like unpopulated and stuff. We have like one that has maybe like 50 locators.
We have less.
Yeah, no, I could tell. Like I 5 houses, how many people are doing that? But yeah, really close to us, we have this one like, village that it's really close to you guys actually, where you live, that has like maybe 50 people in it, and they're all like, older people as well, so it's they're going kind of.
I think maybe that was a surprise for me as well, like how many young people are also living in the villages,
yeah,
because I feel like what I knew from the villages in Germany at least, there are some young people, but in the end it's definitely more older people, but here I feel like there is a lot of youngsters
here.
Yeah. That's why we do what we do, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
The rest of you guys, anything very surprising when you arrived in the village?
So it was not specifically in this village, but in the road, because I come by car. That was to see the people using steel horses and carriage to in the road. I don't know if they don't have car or if it's for other use. But I never saw that in France or Germany, Italy.
Yeah, they usually, like, people who have carriages, they usually don't have a car, more or less. Depends on the person, but usually they don't have a car. But they do, they go by with the carriage and they, like, really, it's very useful for them because they work in their rural life. So, yeah. And you?
For me, I could say the like amount of Jesus you can see on the road and in some places.
True.
Like when you come from Hungary, directly after you pass the border, you have a huge cross with a huge Jesus. Some skulls on the bottom of the, like on the picture, there is some skulls. And I don't know, it's just like you just arrive in the country and you have this huge cross. So.
Yeah, no, it's we are very like Romania as a country is pretty religious. Not that many people practicing, but it's usually we have a lot of crosses everywhere. Okay, I have another question if I find it for you guys. Yeah, this is a question because some of you have experienced rural life before. What differences have you noticed between rural life in Romania and in your home countries, or either if it's not your home countries, any other countries that you've been and experienced?
So for me, it's a huge difference because in my village, we have nothing, like a shop or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And here in this village, we have a shop, we have a school, we have almost everything. And I think this is crazy and really nice. But I have to drive 15 minutes to the next bigger city, and
Okay.
I think for me, I was surprised by how good the train connections are to the villages.
Whoa.
Because I think in Germany, like, there's some buses going from bigger cities, but for the smaller villages or villages that are not, like, super close to bigger cities, I think there's not that many trains going, like some buses on more or less regularly, but not trains. So I think that's really interesting that here through every like village there's a train passing through, like stopping.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
The size of the houses, generally, especially in the countryside, in France we have big houses where family lives, and here that seems to be smaller, but it was the same in Croatia.
We already said what? The differences that we saw. I don't have anything more.
Okay. And I don't know, I wanted to talk more about this part of the project that you guys do, because you actually, part of your job mainly is to go to people's houses and people's gardens and help them prepare for the summer and after the winter and stuff. How has that been? I know you haven't been doing a lot of it until now, but what have you done so far?
I think I'm the only one of the team who did it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to like someone's house. He had a big garden, and he like told us what to do. Like we plant trees, we cut some wood, we stack some wood. It was good because at the breaks and for lunch we talked with him, and also yesterday evening he came with some food, with some beers, and we also share a moment with him. So it feels good that we were useful for him, and also we had like talks and exchanges about like cultural stuff, just life in general.
Really cool. That's really cool. And the rest of you are, what are your expectations that you're...
Well, I think in general, the only thing that I noticed so far is that they seem to be really grateful. Like the guy from yesterday coming in the evening with like some beer and doing a barbecue for all of us. Mm-hmm. Like they are really grateful that we are there and helping them. And I expect that it's really nice to help people like in their own houses or like in their gardens. Because you can really see how they live and like how their everyday life looks like with like mm-hmm. chopping wood and yeah. the garden that they have to take care of. So you really see like what life is like here. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to add this because it's very important. But what are you excited to do, like? In terms of maybe working with young people, or do you have anything in mind for your time here? What are you going to do for working with young people, or it's too soon to ask?
Well, I don't think we have any like bigger plans yet because we like went to the youth center for the first time yesterday.
Okay.
But we already like heard that they did like table tennis tournaments or like ping pong tournaments and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think something like that is really interesting. And
I like to do games, any kind of games, particularly with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that we have a lot of board games. We will have to do ourselves, animate some activities. So I don't know exactly yet what I will do, but I'm happy to do one.
That's great. That's amazing. How has it so far, again, you haven't been living here that much, but how has it been so far living in a house with 20 people?
Interesting.
Me it's like a home, like a family, and I love to be together with other people. And sometimes it's difficult because some people want to hear loud music and some want to sleep, but I think we made some nice rules, and I really like it.
That's really nice. That's really cool.
Yeah, me also. I really like to live in community, to be always with people, and even if obviously it's not always 100% convenient. For example, we have only one big room, and so if someone to do something really chill and the other wanna dance and the other wanna sleep, it can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But until now we managed to do it pretty well, I hope. Everybody liked it, and I hope that hopefully that will be like that until the end.
Yeah, it's really nice to have like so many people from different countries, so you can really like see how other people live, or like how they do their breakfast and like evening, like how they spend it, and it's really cool to see because also the kitchen is really small, so you really get to see how other people.
But you also have the kitchen outside.
It's really it's really nice too. It's really cool. Like the location of the house is really pretty, and you can sit outside, and it's really nice, and it's cool to get to know so many people so close as well. Because I think during the project, of course, you can talk as well, but I think most of the like getting to know the other countries that are not like people from Romania is when you're spending time in the house, so that's cool.
For me, like when I saw the size of the house, the main room, also a really small kitchen and one table, I was thinking it's not for 20 persons, it's for like 8 or something. I was a bit like scared about it, but actually we just managed it quite good. We make like some teams to cook together and stuff, and yeah, I think we have already our like harmony.
I'm asking you this because I've experienced this as well. I was living last summer. I was living in a house with 20 people for like 6 weeks or something like that, and it was in the beginning. It was really nice. We were also
be scared.
I mean, you shouldn't be scared. If you get along, you get along. If you don't, you don't. Like yeah. That's what usually happens. But I wanted to say the first 2 weeks were really nice because we were so happy to get to know each other. You guys are also, I think, if I remember correctly, much more diverse than we were. We had like a lot of like little national groups and stuff, and it was a bit harder to communicate with people. We also had like, I think you guys might have that as well, people that don't communicate in English that well, which is fine, but it's a bit harder to like get to like actually know the person, because yeah. And yeah, I wanted to ask you that because it's for me it was an amazing experience until the end. Some people were not so nice, but it's that's okay, that's life. And yeah,
I think you have to like figure out how people work, because some of us are like really extrovert and loud and want to like talk all the time, and then there's other people who need some quiet or just don't want to talk that much, and you still like, you can still have some conversations with them, but it's just, yeah, you have to be aware of that, like people just talk different amounts.
Yeah, it's also like some people are usually, I'm that kind of person, in big settings, like big group settings, it's very hard for me to like speak up until I get used to the people and everybody and the way they work. And you also have a lot of people probably like that, because in a big group it's gonna be hard to get along with everybody.
Yeah, we're still like figuring that out, like
I mean, you've been here for how long at this point?
4 days
as of recording this.
We arrived on Tuesday and Wednesday, and now it's Saturday, so
nice. Yeah, no, it's been a really short time, so you don't have any like, you can't give any like actual feedback.
Yeah, we'll talk again in a few weeks.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. I think last question would be, I wanted to get back a little bit to like local culture and stuff like that. What's something that impressed you about the local culture specifically, like so far? I mean, you haven't gotten to experience it a lot, but what's something specific that impressed you or like you liked, you just were happy with?
I'm impressed how normal the mountains are for everybody living here, because I'm from the north of Germany, so there's no mountains at all.
Me too.
And when I say, oh my god, there's a mountain, people are like, yeah, it's normal, it's not that it's not that big of a mountain. It's just, yeah, it's just like a mountain, but not that special. I'm like, oh my god.
I mean, we have the Alps, so it's big, higher. I don't want to judge, of course, but what I really liked yesterday, so as Rinoji said, he worked with Nico, his name, and after I did a barbecue, and that was fabulous.
Yeah, no, Romanian barbecue, they people from Romania, when it comes to the barbecue, they go hard.
Yeah,
it's a different experience than any other type of barbecue, because they go hard.
Yeah. And it was also like really nice that just spontaneously like at afternoon they just said, yeah, he will come by later, do a barbecue for us, bring some bread, some beer and something to drink as well, and then we're just like sitting out there for hours and ending up dancing, and it was really fun. Yeah,
I also appreciate that he, like when we finished work, he proposed us some alcohol he made with a cherry. It was really, really nice moment, and he even brought more at the party at the evening. So yeah, just nice to share this particular.
And that was cool. Culture.
Yeah.
Great. So the actual last question, because I got another question in the meantime. What do you expect to at the end of this project? How do you want this project, I don't know, to be by the end of it? How do you?
I would like to speak fluently Romanian.
Definitely will.
In a month?
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Spending time with some younger people, because for now we only met a few. Mm-hmm. So hearing from them, like, how it is for them living like in a village like this. And yeah, just seeing, because we haven't, like, I haven't been to anybody's house yet, and seeing how they live and like their perspective on life, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just getting to know Romania, because we haven't seen that much of it yet, and we only knew like a few words now, like we can say hi and bye and thank you, but
yeah, we're gonna have recommendations for seeing Romania.
That's amazing. Yeah, we'll take everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just getting to know the country and like really experiencing how life is here for a month. I'm excited for that.
Me, I hope to have friendship that lasts, maybe. Mm-hmm. And also I like to learn about myself by working in those conditions that I never really experienced before, and learning about the country, about the culture, about others. See what I will bring back home.
I also want to learn a lot of about Romania and about the people, and I think it will be a nice time. And I said, yeah.
I think you guys also, today and tomorrow, you're going to meet more local volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have stories for you and stuff. Be prepared.
I think Ilya made a really nice point, like, also not just getting to know, like, Romania and the people here, but also learning more about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While doing that, like, planning projects and stuff like that, I think you also find out a lot about yourself and living with 20 people as well.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for wanting to participate in this. I'm very excited that you guys were the first ones to want to do this with me.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Placere.
Nice. You guys are gonna be fluent in Romanian. I don't have any doubt in that. That was it for our podcast today. I am very happy that you guys were able to participate in it. I hope the listeners had a great time listening to you talk. And that's it from us. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.